Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Welcome to your meditation today. Today's meditation will help you at a time of need, potentially during your days ahead. So that will allow you to assess where you are and then be able to move forward or continue to pause and observe. So you can go ahead and find your meditation posture that you want to be in today. And go ahead and adjust yourself, make yourself a little bit more comfortable than you were a few minutes ago. And then take a deep breath in. And as you do that, imagine that air is coming into your belly, chest, and shoulders. And then exhale, let it all go. Again, deep breath in. Rooting down through the bottom part of your body, lifting up through the top part of your body as you inhale deeply, and then exhale, letting it all go. You can close your eyes or find one point to focus on, and then place your hands in your lap if you want, palms facing up. You can have your palms or your hands stacked, right hand on top of left with your thumbs touching each other gently, or simply place your hands on your thighs. Palms down if you want to feel more grounded, or face up if you want to feel a little bit lighter. And then can you just notice your breath? Not try to change it, just simply notice it. And as thoughts come into your mind, just let them come and then let them go. Bringing yourself back to your awareness of either your body on the ground or the chair or the seat, or if you're standing, you can just be aware of your feet on the surface that they're on. Now, can you imagine something that you might have as a challenge in your life right now? And just feel that feeling of that challenge that you're facing. Doesn't matter how small it may seem. If it's a challenge, it's a challenge, and that's for you to decide. Now, can you imagine you're outside on a high cliff, and you have a waistband full of tools for climbing? You have everything you need around your waist. And you're walking up to the edge of the cliff, and you want to get down to the river that's below. And there's rocks and different ways for you to maneuver your way down, and you have everything you need in your tool belt. You can turn around and go back. You have the option of not going down and descending, but it'll just be a matter of time until you're back on the edge again, wanting to get down to the river. So in that moment, can you imagine taking some of your tools, hooking them on to the edge of the cliff, and beginning to set yourself up to descend? And if in real life you don't climb, that's okay. You can imagine that you do and that you have now acquired the skills to do so. And so as you climb, you begin to climb and descend down this cliff. And when you look down, it's scary. And when you look up, it's also scary. So instead, you can come back to being right where you are, where your hand is, where your foot is, where the other hand is, where the other foot is, safely descending. During this descension, there are moments when you pause and feel more comfortable and look and admire the beauty, the view. And then when you're ready, you continue descending down, taking one step at a time, carefully and mindfully. Knowing that the universe has your back. You continue coming down onto the cliff, and then eventually bringing yourself down to the bottom into a boat, into the river. Once you're in the boat, you're able to look up and admire the climb that you just descended down. And appreciate that had you not done the descension yourself, you would not have enjoyed the view as much from the boat. So now you can take a moment here and just imagine what's the next thing that happens. Notice how your body feels. How are you breathing? And then you can take your hands and rub them together. And take a moment to place your hands over your chest or give yourself a squeeze and thank your body for doing this work. And at any given point during the day, you can ask yourself, am I on the edge of the cliff? Am I climbing down? And am I climbing and then taking a pause while on the wall? Or am I already on the boat admiring the view? You can do everything in just one day. Namaste.